KX93.5 is really honored to be joined now by singer-songwriter Tim Atlas. He's got a brand new single out that we're going to talk about and much more to look forward to. Just glad to have him on the phone. Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
Right on, dude. Yeah, we're at the end of this. We're going to play your new single, Dizzy, and we'll talk plenty about it. But do you want to talk a little bit about the journey that's kind of led you here? You've got a pretty diverse background and a lot of opportunities that got you to where you are now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've had a lot of chapters, so I'm just trying to think of where I should start. I started in like school band and jazz band and drumline and stuff like that. But playing the drums didn't allow me to write songs, so I ended up picking up a guitar that was lying around the house, and it was like my grandpa's 100-year-old guitar where the strings are like an inch away from the fretboard. So very humble beginnings. And then I started getting into like my own bands, and in my youth I was like super into like post-hardcore screamo stuff.
Me too. I think we all were for a minute.
Yeah, the scene days. But I was also simultaneously playing drums for like a hip hop jazz band. So I've just kind of been all over the place. Fast forward to kind of like post college, I had quit my full time job and I just started producing full time, just for like local artists in the Bay Area. And then I got a call from this casting agency to do The Voice, and I did The Voice for a little bit.
Oh, so you didn't even audition for that. I wanted to ask you, you got a call to be on it.
I got a call, but I mean, like I still went through a kind of a long audition process.
Sure.
They did find, like they found me on the internet. And that was cool. That kind of prompted me to move to LA and say, okay, maybe I should pursue the artist thing outside of just being kind of a studio rat. So, I ended up coming out here. I wrote some songs with one of my good friends out in San Diego. And one of those songs was Compromise. And that's like my biggest song on Spotify right now. So I don't know what it's sitting at, but it's some unfathomable number. And yeah, man, like because people were kind of validating that sound and we honestly felt really good about that song even before we put it out. Like we ended up writing a record around that song. Ever since then, we've just been putting out material independently. I've been just kind of like in the LA music scene, writing and recording. And here we are with the new single.
Yeah, dude. Congratulations. And right, I think that word unfathomable is a good one for you. I know it was probably always the goal and always the hope, but when it actually happens and bites you, it's probably hard to even believe that you're here.
Right. I mean, like, it's a number at the end of the day, and it almost just doesn't feel real because you don't know what that looks like, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, and I did want to talk a little bit about your journey on The Voice. I'm sure you get asked about it all the time, but people love reality TV conversations. So I have to ask you, did that connection you made, I know you're on Gwen Stefani's team and then Pharrell's team, did those connections pay off in your career? You didn't end up winning the show or anything, but how has that helped you since?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from that show was just making some good friends. I don't talk to any of the judges, you know. Pharrell is not my friend, unfortunately. but it was cool just to get feedback from them. Like, they're obviously very well respected. And, I mean, it was cool for the time that I did it. But honestly, the biggest takeaway was meeting other musicians and artists and, you know, just being surrounded by a bunch of talent was the coolest thing about it.
Well, good for you. I mean, it's kind of something that's buried in your bio. It's part of your journey, but it doesn't make your artistry and it doesn't make your future success. So I think that's really humble of you to say.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that, man. Thank
yeah.
you.
But did you ever try on Pharrell's hat? I mean, that's the important question.
I'd get lost in it. I don't know. but, you know, he was the same height as me, which was nice, you know, because he just felt like a homie from my hometown, you know? I was cool, like, dude, looking up at him or anything.
Well, I think it's interesting also you're forthcoming about Atlas not being your legal last name. So how did you come up with that? What's the origin?
Honestly, I just kind of wanted something that you can't associate with anything else, something kind of ambiguous. I honestly wish I had a cooler explanation. But I mean, I just wanted something that would separate my personal life from my music. And to be real, it just kind of sounds cool.
It does sound cool. I think that's absolutely probably just the answer. It sounds cool.
And my manager was saying, like, she was like, you know, it's actually a good name because it almost sounds like you've heard it before, you know?
Right.
So if anyone's asked, like, oh, have you heard of Team Atlas? It's like, you know,
it's like, yeah, familiar. I think so. yeah, that's exactly. that's actually a really good point. I, in fact, thought the same thing and discovered that I had not, but now I have. So there you go. Well, I do want to talk about Dizzy. That's the song we're going to play here in a minute. That's the new single that we've been spinning on our station. So tell us a little bit about it, the inspiration, what it's about, you know, stylistically, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, sure. So I started that one just like in my living room with a really simple laptop setup. I wasn't trying to make a disco song by any means. It just kind of came out. I just wanted to do something kind of fun and up-tempo. And the message behind it is just kind of talking about how you want to be with this person through kind of everything. So you're like a ride or die for this person, you know what I'm saying? So like relationships have frequencies, they have like ups and downs, and the song is just stating that you're here for it all. So I started that one in my living room, brought it to my friend who I wrote the All Talk record with, and he kind of put some sprinkles on it, and we're really happy with it. So
yeah, it is really rad.
Cool, man. We put some, I'm not sure like what I wanted to make at that point. I don't even know if, I mean, when I start writing songs, I don't know if I, you know, say, hey, I want to make an R&B song. I want to make a pop song. I just kind of let it flow, and whatever happens, happens. And at this point, I guess I was letting out my inner Diana Ross. So,
oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, and I know it's only been out a couple weeks, but you're already talking remix, right? You've got like a remix for it ready to go already?
Yeah. So we've been hard at work on the back end to get some things released after the single. So we have a remix from this guy that I met in the UK. His name is Joe Hurt. And it's a dance track. It just initiates the danciness even more. So,
cool.
We have that going on, and then we also have a music video coming out.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this because I read that you filmed it at the San Diego Air and Space Museum, and it's all space themed. So that sounds like a pretty cool opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, like the basic premise, I could just give you a little something about it. Is this girl is breaking up with me. And at the end of it, she just says, I just need space. And I interpret it as, oh, she needs to go to space. So the whole music video, I'm just trying to get to space. So, we went to the museum and we shot some stuff there. We shot some stuff in my apartment, all like really budget-friendly stuff.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. We got this guy, his name is Andy Wright, and he was our prop master. So, he was able to like build us a spaceship and like our costumes and everything.
Well, it helps to live in Los Angeles for this sort of thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's pretty awesome how willing people are like to help out when they believe in something, and it's really fun and interesting.
Is this the first time you've exercised your acting chops, by the way?
Yes.
And how did that go for you?
well, it went better than I thought it would. I mean, like, I could just never see myself as an actor, but It was just a lot of like face making, you know, and most of the video was like, hey, Tim, just act awkward. I'm just like, well, I'm good at that.
Yeah. Just stand there.
So, yeah. Just like look sad. And, you know, I'll be like, okay, I can channel that. So my job is easy.
Since you're already a sad, awkward artist, it fits the bill.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And then I know later on this year, we are expecting like the full EP. Will that have Dizzy on it plus some other tracks?
Yeah, so we'll have Dizzy on it. It'll have the single that I put out back in, I think it was September, Sidestep. And then about 4 or 5 additional tracks on top of that.
Cool. I suppose that method of releasing songs has worked pretty well for you, and it seems to for a lot of artists these days, where you're less focused on the full production, the EP or the album, and you're just kind of releasing singles as they come out of you, basically.
Yeah, so this is how I see it. I mean, I think every artist wants to make an album or just to create a world and a cohesive sound and a really cool collection of songs. And we can still do that, but with everyone's attention span these days, and you know, you need to make sure that you're pushing out content regularly. It's almost kind of the smarter thing to put out single after single after single, and then put out the record that kind of encapsulates the whole idea of that collection of songs. So, as much as I want to put out like full lengths and like big projects, I don't mind putting out little singles and little feelers, you know, every few months.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited to see what comes out from you next that kind of complements this track. I think it's a really cool direction that you've taken and puts kind of a newer spin on the electro indie thing from a singer-songwriter's perspective. So I think it's pretty refreshing, and I'm excited to see what's next from you, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm very excited myself.
Okay, cool. Well, we are going to play Dizzy, and that's where we'll leave everybody. So if you don't mind, Tim, I would love if you introduced it. So say who you are and what the song is and maybe just a little snippet about it, and then finish with On KX93.5. And I'm going to put you on the spot and see if you can be a DJ for a second.
Hey, this is Tim Atlas, and you're listening to my new single, Dizzy. It's a disco, indie, funk track, and I hope you enjoy it. And we are on KX93.5.